Hello?
Hello?
Mr. President, Bob.
Yes, Bob.
I met with Robertson and Russell today, individually, regarding the defense appropriations bill, and I wanted to report to you. First, Robertson said, Rod and I had lunch with him, and Robertson said to us that Russell had no intention of holding any hearings or taking any action on either the defense appropriations bill or the military construction authorization bill. Russell felt that priority had been given to civil rights legislation, and he was just going to observe that priority and do nothing else. And we said to Robertson, well, surely he recognizes the harm that will accrue to us from his action. Well, Robertson said, in effect, there wasn't any way to get him to move other than for you to call him and change the priorities. So we said to Robertson, we had...
He's a goddamn lie. There's no priority for civil rights.
Of course not.
Yeah.
But this is the line that you get from it. So we said, here we had this serious threat from the Chinese, and the Chinese might interpret, or perhaps would interpret, the failure to act on defense of appropriations as a sign of weakness or a sign of pulling back on our part. It doesn't seem to sway Robertson, but I went over and used the same argument with Russell. And I don't know that, I don't really have a guarantee out of him, but he said he'd hold hearings next week on appropriations. I didn't agree to hold hearings yet on the military construction, but I told him that the Chinese were putting this pressure on them, that we had to have this money in order to build up our forces, and moreover, the failure to act would be...
I think he couldn't possibly take it if you ever leaked that out.
Well, I think that's right. That's why I wanted to tell you that I told him this. I just finished talking to Roz to tell him of my conversation and to ask him to call Russell on Friday and bring him up to date on the Chinese pressure at the time and say again that our failure to act could be and probably would be interpreted by the Chinese as a sign of weakness.
But I think if it was ever looked like he was holding up the military thing because he's mad at civil rights, I mean, he'd have a hell of a time, even in Georgia. Christ, look what we're doing down in Georgia.
Well, we'll have to try both.
Yeah.
At least both on him. I had another thing present at lunchtime when Robertson said this, they've been given my legislative liaison, so that we've got him pretty well boxed in on that, and we can leak it if necessary. I hope we don't have to because of the power relations for the future. Russell just gave me hell on the Cassell report, and the way we were acting to try to use the local commanders to pressure social change and all this and so on. But he was nice with it all, and he did say this, that first he said finally, well, all right, if that's the way you feel about it, I think I'll hold hearings next week on appropriations. And secondly, he said that he thought he would support our request for the Senate to reintroduce into the bill the funds the House cut out. Supposedly that would be put back. But, he said, I think we ought to cut you in other areas. So I went into a long description of why we needed what we requested and so on. I don't know really what he's going to do to the bill, but the first thing to do is get the hearing.
Well, I think with all this trouble with the Chinese, I think that the boys may...
I think we ought to really play up this threat with him. He was quite sensitive.
Let me just say that I talked to Roz today, and gave me a lot of ominous news that what's going to happen in June of 64, he said there'd be a 25% cut in employment in Southern California for all our military contracts. I thought that when you came back, we ought to take a look at that, because that'd be an awful tough time for us.
It'd be a miserable time for us, that's right.
And all the other problems we got in the South, we got to really keep California.
Yeah, well, I've tried to project ahead here these shifts in employment so we could do something in the interim. I haven't yet figured out what to do in Southern California, but at least we know what's going to happen.
Right. Okay, fine. Oh, you'll be back in how long?
I'll be back Saturday night.
Okay, fine. Right.
Bye.